Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spellwork, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking podcast. It's just Brooke today. This isn't going to be a very long episode. I just wanted to record something this morning, and just kind of, you know, fill you guys in a little bit on what's been going on. If you can hear birds and stuff, it's because I decided to sit on my back porch this morning. It's just really nice fall weather, and my dog is walking around on a plastic tarp. So if you hear that, consider it ASMR or something. I don't know. Ambiance. I hope that you guys have had a good past couple weeks. It's been 13 days since our last episode, so yeah, I hope you guys have had a good 2 weeks. If you don't follow us on Instagram at the Witchful Thinking Podcast, you should definitely do so, but I put an announcement up yesterday on that account, just letting you guys know where we've been, because even when we don't record on Sundays, we typically still have an episode up every week. However, some things happened that just kept us from doing the show for 2 weeks, and I feel like, you know, the show is growing so quickly, and I'm so grateful for that. But because of that, I do feel like I owe our listeners some type of explanation sometimes if we go radio silent, because for me, I always worry, you know, about the podcasters that I listen to on a daily basis. If they don't post for a couple weeks, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, does something bad happen? So I just thought that I would just, you know, tell you guys really quickly what happened and kind of talk a little bit about how I've been feeling. So pretty much 2 weeks ago, my fiance Steven got very sick. We thought that he had COVID. I rushed him to the emergency room because he was like projectile vomiting and he fainted while he was throwing up, and it was really scary. And he got tested and I got tested a few days later. My results actually came back before his did, ironically. Thankfully he did not have COVID, but we don't know what he had. It was definitely something like a bacterial infection. I think that he may have picked something up from the water. He goes fishing a lot and he has a kayak, so I feel like he probably got some type of, like, I don't know, bacteria in his system or something from the dirty water. I can't be 100% sure, but that was scary. Okay, that was terrifying to deal with. I lived as if he had COVID. I mean, we were wearing masks. He had to stay in a bedroom for a full week. He could not come out. I felt very isolated, very alone and sad and scared, and it was hard. It was really hard, and I don't wish that on anybody. I'm so grateful he didn't have COVID, but we lived like he did for 5 days, so as far as I'm concerned, like, I've been through it at this point. Like, I've been through the fear of someone having this deadly illness. And the only thing that I took out of this was, like, okay, if one of us does contract it in the future, I feel like I handled things in a way that now we know we could handle actual COVID, because washing the dishes, like, immediately after use, and sanitizing everything, and wearing masks, and, you know, sleeping in separate areas of the house, and using separate bathrooms, it was hard. He's okay now, we're both okay, we were negative for COVID, and yeah, so that happened. The other thing that happened, I'm not going to divulge any details unless, you know, if Rose wants to, when we're recording, she certainly can. But Rose lost somebody very special to her. And that takes time to heal from. You know, we've both been through a lot of loss, but she is such a strong person. She is such an amazing individual, and I mean, it just is really difficult to watch somebody that you know has already suffered so much loss go through it again, and you're not like physically able to be there for them. So yeah, she needed time to come to terms with things, and I needed time to take care of Steven. So that is why we didn't record for the past couple weeks. I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, you don't think that people care about you until you disappear, and then they're kind of asking questions and hoping things are okay. And I really appreciate the kind thoughts and messages, and I know she does too. I don't know. Life is just so... Obviously, you guys have listened to us this year talk about how much a mess the world is, and it's true, it is a mess. Life this year has been anything but normal, anything but secure and safe, and I'm so sick of it, and I know that she is too. And this podcast definitely has served, or is serving, a purpose to us, to where we can sit and talk to each other every week about everything and know that we're connecting with other people on a level, you know, that we can't even fully fathom because we don't know who all of you are. And it just means a lot that, you know, you guys listen and care. And so I just wanted to give you those details and a little bit of insight. One thing that I do want to talk about briefly, because this is something I've been struggling with for weeks, and I mean, there's just never really been a spot for it on this show, so I just haven't really said anything, but I kind of, excuse me if you can hear my dog with his ball in the background, he's trying to get me to play. I haven't had time, I think, to just sit down and really fully get out how I'm feeling. For those of you who don't know, before I made this podcast in January of this year, I was 100% all in on my YouTube channel. I have been, I don't want to call myself a YouTuber, but I guess honestly, like, own it. Own it, Brooke. I've been a YouTuber for probably 3 years now. I started at literally zero, and I worked my way all the way up, and now I am, like, probably 3,500 away from 10,000 subscribers, and I am very proud of myself. If you would have told me a few, like, years ago, you know, you're gonna grow from 1,000 subscribers to 6,000 in less than 2 years, I would have been like, oh, that's amazing. Like, I'm gonna always have the energy to make videos. I'm gonna always have the stamina to, like, come up with ideas and edit, and it's gonna be great. And I am at 6,500 subscribers, and I haven't posted regularly since before March. I know there's no reason for me to be like beat myself up over it or anything like that, because I mean, I'm a very small YouTuber, you know. There aren't people who are like out in the world, well, I hope there aren't people out in the world stressed out, worried over me not posting. But at the same time, like, I do get a paycheck from YouTube. All of that money does go into savings, but it does count as passive income, and it's important to me to keep up with it because I like the fact that I have made an extra source of income for myself. And so I beat myself up a lot about it. And I'm just like, you know, if you're, on one hand, I'm like, if you're depressed, you don't need to make yourself do anything that you don't have to do. I remember my therapist telling me that. You never, if you feel like this, you never need to force yourself to do something unless there's a due date on it. And even then, like, you know, be easy with yourself. And then on the other hand, I'm like, you're 25. You're smart. You're creative. You're versatile. You have a million and one hobbies and you're skilled and talented. And yes, I will say these things about myself because I am confident in that aspect. I've worked really hard to have this kind of mindset pertaining to my image and my personality. And I know that I am a smart person. I know that I'm interesting, and I know that I do bring a lot to the table, and I'm proud of that fact. I'm insecure about a lot of things, but I am proud of that fact. And it makes me frustrated within myself to see that I am not using all of my abilities to their full extent. I'm like, Brooke, like, you're so young and you've got all this, you worked so hard to get to this point. Why are you sitting on your ass? Get up off your ass, record something. Anything, because at this point people are following you for your personality, so they don't give a shit if you like don't put 3 days into a video. Like, just do something. And it's just really hard. It's really difficult to get myself the energy to do any of it. And honestly, I'm going to blame a lot of it on COVID because everybody's been in survival mode for months now, over like 6 months now. And I can't blame myself for that. I cannot blame myself for pretty much sticking in survival mode because I am. And then when you're in survival mode, you're not really thinking about X, Y, and Z. You're not thinking about painting, writing, reading, making videos. It's sometimes it is so much for me to edit a podcast, and I enjoy doing this so much. I think if it was just me doing it, I might not do it as regularly. So I'm so glad that I have Rose as my co-host and one of my best friends to be encouraging and supportive and just like right there with me through all this. Not producing things doesn't make sense to me. Not having anything to show for like a week's worth of existing bothers me, and I don't want to be like that, but that is just how I am. God, that train is so loud. That's just how I am, and that is how I've been my whole life. And I do feel like I'm on the edge of something. I do feel like I'm on the, you know, the precipice of reinventing myself, or maybe getting back into being serious about creating. I don't know. I think I'm waiting on like a sign or something to be like, hey, this is it. This is how you're going to like get back into doing what you want to do. And it's this simple. Like, you just had to wait until this day. But there is no waiting when it comes to shit like this. Like, there's only doing. Like, you can't just wait around and hope that life works itself out in cases like this. Like, you have to do the work. You gotta show up for yourself. And I know I'm not the only one feeling like this. This energy is too heavy for me to be the only one feeling like this. So I know that this is like most likely a very common thing within the spiritual community and like, you know, anyone who practices magic, like, or anyone into astrology and the planets who is looking at what's happening in the sky right now. And I know that I'm not alone in this, which is like some of the only little bit of peace I can take in it. I think I've been putting a lot of my energy into cleaning up my house and kind of like not really nesting. I've been here too long, I feel like, to call it nesting anymore. Decorating and just getting rid of things that I don't like anymore. Like, I sold a coffee table that I used to love. I sold it. Like, I just decided one day, like, I don't want it. So I sold it and I bought a new one within the hour. And stuff like that, I mean, I don't know if it serves some form of like short-term satisfaction for me or something, but that's like where my energy's been going, is like doing stuff in my home. And then the creative in me is like, well, why don't you record this? Like, people would like to see this on your channel. Like, people will come for that kind of content. And then I just don't. And I'm tired of beating myself up for it. So this isn't really to make a point. I just wanted to, like, tell you guys, like, how I'm feeling, where I'm at. And if any of you resonate with that, just know you are not alone. We're all just out here struggling. All of us creatives, all of us witches, all of these sensitive, intuitive people, everybody's on the same wavelength in the aspect that we don't really know our ass from a hole in the ground. And yeah, there's that. Before I end this episode, I do want to tell you guys that probably once a week I'm going to be putting up a questionnaire or like a poll or something on our Instagram story. I really want to hear questions from you guys. I want to start actively engaging with the community that we've built. So if you've got a question that you would like for us to talk about in an episode, if you've got a problem going on that you would like, you know, two people's unbiased perspective on, send it to us, because I check that Instagram almost daily and I would love to, I would love to get some more insight from you guys. So I just wanted to put that out there. It's kind of getting warm out here now, and the sun is beating down on my back, and my dog is being super annoying. But I hope that you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday, and that if you're struggling to be creative right now, that you're being patient with yourself, as I'm trying to be. Rose and I are going to start back up recording this week, most likely. So just keep sending her all of the good thoughts and feelings, because healing is not a process that gets easier no matter how familiar that you are with it. And yeah, I love you. We love you. Sending you all the good feelings and good thoughts and good vibes. I don't like the word vibes, but whatever, we're gonna use it. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.